How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Now, Susie, where did you get that mug from? It's absolutely gorgeous.
Tom, thank you so much for saying that. I got it from a John Lewis outlet store. What do you think about that?
Oh, it's like, because I recently went to Copenhagen.
This
It's very Royal Copenhagen.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. It's got a small fish on this side and then a big fish on this side.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, it depends on
blue and white. It's a classic.
Blue and white is a classic. The thing was, we had loads. When we moved, we just bought like some classic IKEA, which is very good.
Yes.
Classic IKEA china and stuff, plates and whatnot.
Yes.
And then after we've been here about 2 years, I think it was when we were first allowed out after the pandemic that we were like, let's go and spend money. We need to go and spend money because we need to go and feel something from retail therapy.
Yes. It's not the same when you order it and then have to wait like 3 days.
Delayed exactly.
Gratification all the time.
But thank you for commenting on it. I see that you're wearing a workout t-shirt. Have you worked out or are you just pretending?
I did work out this morning. Well, it's been quite a morning. Let me tell you, two things have happened. Well, I did my workout. My new Dyson has arrived. I never had a cordless before. Never had a cordless.
Have you had a go on it? I mean, are you going to be using it or will it be Benito?
Who comes and cleans very kindly for me. Well, I do pay her as well.
Are we allowed to talk about it? That made it sound like... Are we allowed to... I mean, I've got a cleaner. It's okay that we've got cleaners, right?
I think a lot of people... We're busy people.
I think it's okay that we've got cleaners. I mean, I pay her.
Yeah, we pay them.
We pay them. Well.
I got overexcited, used it, and then I saw a label that said, you're supposed to charge it fully before you use it. But I just couldn't help myself. It's got a lovely spinny nozzle that's especially for tiled floors. So, I couldn't wait.
I bet she's buffed up like a good in your floor, isn't she?
Oh, it's all the little crumbs, isn't it? Just all the little crumbs.
All the little midnight biscuits.
Oh, the little snaffled away bits of toast.
Hum, num, 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 num.
But in other news, the other thing I did this morning, you might see under my fingernails, I planted my vegetable patch.
Oh, Tom, talk me through it.
Well, not to be maudlin, but I decided that I would do this in the wake of losing Dad because he loved growing vegetables. And so
had a very impressive vegetable patch. Really
very
good.
Very impressive. Very impressive. And I've tried to emulate it and I think I'm going to fail.
I thought,
I'll do it in using... Maybe I'll mulch down some of the funeral flowers and use them as a fertilizer. Not a fertilizer, a sort of... compost on it.
That's a really lovely idea.
Well, is it a bit sad? Well, the thing is, it's all very well and good. Miss Hammond gave me a lot of lovely seeds to plant, including potatoes.
Miss Hammond, your old drama teacher?
My old drama teacher.
Yeah.
And she gave me buckets for potatoes. I've got tumbling toms, and then I've built a little patch to grow in the ground some vegetables. So I planted sweet peas, normal peas.
Yes.
Some stocks.
What stocks?
I think they're like a sort of...
like when you need a chicken stock. Do they grow like that, those
they're
gnaw
like
pouches?
Cube. Yes, that's how they grow. People didn't realise they're actually grown on the trees.
Oh, I didn't know. See, I'm always learning from
always
you.
Always learning. I planted a row of carrots, a row of onions and spring onions and leeks, and then a row of chard, both Swiss and normal. Don't know the difference. And then some stocks. And I think that was it, actually. But I put in little labels. But I'm looking at it now, and I'm like, why have I bunched everything together? I should have planned it better. I did it a bit ad hoc.
No, but... don't. You've done it. That's the thing. The thing is doing it.
That's true.
And this year you'll learn things, and then next year you might do it slightly different.
Better. That's
or
it,
you might go, do you know what? It was really good that they were all so close together. They were mates and they grew together.
I'm hoping for a bounty of sweet peas and edible peas. That's what I'm hoping for. And I put some sticks in to help them grow.
The bloody slugs will
probably come and eat them.
Well, listen, you can't. What were they? What did they tell us to do? Do a little dish of water for the slugs?
I've made notes. A dish of beer, I think, for the slugs.
So they can be hammered.
So they'll be hammered and drown. And also encouraging birds in. But I don't want the birds to eat my seeds.
Oh. Well, do you have a bird table?
Yes.
Is that what you call it when I come around and have a drink?
Yeah. All the birds sit up at a table.
All the birds are at the table. The fellas are kicking a football. Because we're 12 in this story.
And also, the blokes won't be kicking a football around because I'll be very worried about my bean poles.
Well, of course. Of course. Well, good for you, Tom. You've got things done.
I've got things done. I'm a bit behind other things, but I got those things done.
Mm. I think that's very good. Very good indeed.
What have you been up to today, Sue?
Oh, well, Tom, I did an interview for Out.
Oh, Suze, that's great. Who was it this time?
Well, it's with Dr. Ranj, and it's the first episode that comes out on Monday.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And
that's
I love him. Yeah, you've met him, haven't you? You've met him a few times.
Lovely man. Know him really quite well.
Oh, well, he is just so lovely. And we had such a beautiful, in-depth conversation. Do you know what? He's got that thing that lots of my favourite people have, where, you know, when they talk to you, you know that they're like really thinking about what them, like, you know, you really connects with you.
Yes, he's very sincere.
He's very sincere, really looks in your eyes. We had such a fantastic conversation.
You would like him to be your doctor. He would be a good doctor.
Oh, honestly, I showed him a rash. He didn't seem keen on that, but I didn't, don't worry.
He's got a lovely book about brains.
Sorry?
He's got a book out about brains.
Yes, he does have a book out about brains, but he's just lovely. And that the series starts on Monday.
Oh, great.
I've already recorded about 10 episodes of the new series. Lots of really great people like Nathan Fode, who we're both massive fans of.
That's a good person to have on it.
Loads of people. I think Self Esteem's going to do it. Do you like her, Tom? I love her.
Yes. And she knows my friend Brigitte Aphrodite because she lives in Margate. Say it like that, Margate.
So yeah, I've been doing lots of work with that. Different bits and bobs. You know what it's like, Tom. It's full on.
I do.
It's full on. Just living my life.
Oh yeah.
But it's all good. I can't complain.
That's great.
Tom, what else have you been up to? Have you got anything else interesting to tell our dear listeners?
Well, what did I do at the weekend? I had quite a lazy couple of days, actually, over the weekend. Didn't feel like I got anything done.
But why should you? It's the weekend, Tom. That's when everyone else isn't working.
I'm writing a new book, so I've been making some progress with that. But
has that been announced now? Are we allowed to talk about it?
Well, I think it's in the bookseller, if you buy that magazine.
Is this one called Actually Have Some Shame?
Maybe it should be. A Healthy Amount of Shame. No, it's not called that. It's not called that yet, but maybe it will be. It's called Too Much, and it's been really interesting to write, although it's quite difficult to write when there's, you know, the last one I did during the lockdown. Well, it's not the lockdown now, so there are lots more distractions.
And you're a busy boy.
Well, I like to keep on my toes. But
what about dancing?
You know, I don't know how I fit in those dance classes as well.
And how are the RTS Awards, Tom?
Oh my goodness, I haven't seen you since then. They were very fun, thank you. I was quite apprehensive about them because they are, of course, very, like, lots of people from the industry, but I told them all to sit down and shut up. But at one point, I said, don't sit. They were sort of that thing that people sometimes do at events, and I always think it's best to call it out. They were standing up and talking to one another while I was trying to hand out the awards.
That's very naughty.
So I said, sit down and shut up and stop. Don't stand in the middle of the room talking like a prick.
Good for
Which
you.
Which is bold of me, really, considering they are all people I should be trying to win over.
No, you don't need to win over anyone, Tom. That's the thing.
Well,
you're smashing it. Friend of the show and indeed friend of ours, Kaylee Llewellyn.
Oh,
who
she was
won.
There. Yes.
Her show In My Skin, which if you haven't watched, you really ought to. It's absolutely
so
brilliant.
She's so lovely.
She won two awards, or the show won two awards, and she said that you were fabulous.
Oh, that's
indeed. Funny. I got a text the next day. I find that sometimes when you're doing very well, people text me to let me know that you're doing very well.
Oh, that's kind.
Like, Mum texts me when you're on things.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm like, Mum, I love that you're keeping me across it.
Really?
Thanks, love.
I get enough of it. I'm sick of it.
If anything, I'm sick of the sight.
Oh, I can't stand him.
Oh, coming on there, telling me all his feelings. Putting me down.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh. I just...
Did you have a nice weekend though, Suze?
I did, Tom. I did. I went soft play with the baby.
You went soft play on Saturday. Now tell us, what is that like on a Saturday afternoon? Is it how I imagine it is?
It's hell. It's absolute hell. Mm. Did I tell you the other day I concussed myself at one?
No, you didn't, Suze.
Yeah. See, the thing is, Tom, we went to a trampoline
Doesn't
one.
Sound like it was very soft.
Well, here's the thing. We went to a trampoline one. And Tom, you know how I can't help but show off.
You love to perform.
I can't help myself. And it's actually a trait that I'm not that fond of in myself. I think it's because I'm just constantly desperate for people to say, you're doing fine, carry on. Mm. But we went to a trampoline one with one of little mates from nursery. And she's got two mums, clang. She's in the double mum club.
Oh, the double mum club. That's a nice expression for you.
Sure. And we went trampoline in. Went on the trampoline. Felt the need to show off in front of my new mum friends, of course. Started doing somersaults and whatnot, Tom. You know what it's like. Anyway, 10 minutes later, I decided to run up the stairs with the bab to take her down a slide. And as I was running up the stairs, didn't realise how tall I was. Of course, I'm far too tall for soft play. Mm. Ran into a post.
Ow.
Concussed myself. Oh. One of the mums, who is a police officer, had to take me in. Oh. Arrested me for showing off. And this episode is coming to you live from prison. Live from cell block H.
No, sorry, I cut you off. What did the police officer mum say?
She came and sat me down and was like, can you see my fingers? Which isn't a lesbian thing.
I was going to say, that sounds like a very lesbian thing to say.
And she, but it was very embarrassing, Tom, because of course, these are my new mum friends that I want to, you know, I want to be cool.
Of course.
You know, they might have seen me on the television. They think I'm quite cool. Now, of course, they think I'm a massive dick because I get overexcited at soft play and concuss myself. She said, I do think you've got a mild concussion.
Well,
and I was like, all right, and I really hurt my neck. And you know what it's like when you hurt yourself as a grown-up? You can't...
You can't cry.
You can't cry. I really wanted to cry, but you're not allowed to.
Yeah,
I wanted to do that and throw myself on the floor, but...
Or that one where you go quiet because you're like so taken back by it. Like you're trying to scream and you can't. And then when you get the breath...
Oh, yeah, that one. frightening.
Was the baby okay when you ran yourself into a post?
She was with her other mum. That's the thing. She's got two of us.
Oh, so you weren't even there? You weren't even there?
No. I was with Alice and the bab, but it was fine.
She wasn't upset by you.
The baby didn't witness her mother's downfall.
Thank goodness for that.
Thank goodness for that.
Oh my gosh. Well, what fun though. Is it? It's quite screamy then at the soft play.
Oh, Tom, honestly, it's hell. Mm. It's hell.
Do parents make sure their kids have like clean hands and stuff before they go?
Oh no, Tom. The other day, a child sneezed in my mouth.
Oh.
The child that was not my own.
Yeah.
Just went just straight in the mouth.
Oh, Susie.
Can you imagine anything worse? I think I've got a plague.
Probably, yeah. I would have had to go straight. I would have had to leave straight away. Where were you at the soft play when that happened?
I gargled with sanitizer. I thought that would do the trick, right?
Yeah.
And then I was hammered, so it was great. Oh,
perfect afternoon. What was that at the soft play?
Yeah, that was at soft play. That was a couple of weeks ago. Vile, isn't it?
They do carry germs, don't they, the little ones?
Oh, Tom. Mm. She's like, we call her the infector because she brings home so much crap from nursery, like coughs, colds, chest infection.
They do that, don't they? That's a well-known thing.
Yeah, I mean, she's perfect. And the trouble is, I love her so much, even when she's ill, I can't stop kissing her.
Oh, that's lovely.
So I catch everything.
Mm, well, that's fine, because it's good for your immune, isn't it?
Good for my immune system, Tom, that's the thing.
Mm, yes, of course. And she had the chicken pox, didn't she?
She did have the chicken pox, that was a slag.
And I know other people whose children have had chicken pox recently. It is very traumatic to look at.
It's horrible. Oh, she looked dreadful. Yeah, she looked really bad.
Yeah, it's very Victorian.
I would say it's one of the more Victorian ailments.
Mm. I had the mumps as a child.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you get all lumpy with the mumps?
You get sort of inflamed. Yeah.
Inflamed around the old...
Around
the chops.
Yeah.
Right. Around your chops.
Yeah.
And were you poorly for quite some time?
You know what? I remember having pineapple juice. I remember having these little biscuits. Are they animals, they're called, those biscuits?
Yeah, with chocolate on the other side.
I think they were the non-chocolate option. Right, do you know the ones?
Yeah, I know the ones.
I remember that very distinctly. And I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Would you, when you were little and you were ill, did you have... So we used to call it the bad blanket because you'd have it when you were bad. Bad as in ill.
Oh.
It was like a blanket that came out. It was... I can still remember it. It was blue, sort of almost like a fleecy material, which sounds very... It's the type of thing that would go up in a fire in an absolute flash, you know?
Different
and then
times,
it had silk colors. Trimming around the side in sort of the same baby blue.
Oh.
When you were ill, you got to lay underneath it and watch telly. Dreamy.
Oh, that was nice. When you got a day off.
Oh, God. What I'd give for one of those days.
I heard something interesting at the RTS Awards, and forgive me, I can't remember who it was who said this to me. Somebody who works in animation.
Okay.
And they said, did you watch Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Apparently Sesame Street was only on for 1 year in this country.
Oh.
That's what they said. I don't know if that's true, because I seem to remember it being on forever, and my brother liked it, and he would be able to watch it when he was younger. He wasn't at school, but I was. But that's what they said. They said it was only on for a year, but it had such an impact. I don't know if any of our listeners can verify that. But
if anyone's listening that works, what company make it?
Well, I think it's owned by Disney now, but it was the... I think it's still the Jim Henson Corporation. Or the Jim
Big
Henson
Bird,
company.
Is he the CEO?
Big Bird is the CEO, yeah.
Mm. And then is Oscar the Grouch
The
COO? I know I'm trying to remember things from proper jobs.
You did well.
Thank you so much.
I think Oscar the Grouch is probably something like... Or HR...
Yes,
like
I would have thought so, yeah.
Bert and Ernie. Were they, weren't they? We'll never know.
I think they were.
Maybe sometimes. They're maybe
sometimes.
Beds, though.
Maybe they were flexy with their sexy.
Oh, that's a nice thought.
Well, I feel like we've covered everything we need to cover.
Those are the main topics.
They're the main topics. Would you like some audience correspond?
Have people been in touch?
Oh, Tom, always. I mean, I feel like this is now what the show is. It's a correspondence show.
I like it, though. I like it.
Oh, Tom, I love it.
I'm not complaining. I like to hear from people. I didn't know there were so many people out there.
Oh, Tom, if you speak to them,
they will.
They'll listen.
I know.
This is the thing. If you this reach out. Thing. Who said it? Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can.
There was also an Elton John song, which I think was one of his number ones. Reach out for those healing hands. Reach out for those healing hands. Like that.
What a surprise that you remember an Elton John song.
I really want to meet Elton John. It's the only person I want to meet.
What I would give to go to that ball.
I'm obsessed with him. I've been obsessed with him since I was 11.
Okay, Tom, I'm a fan too.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I would love to meet him. He seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah, exactly. If he listens...
Is anyone listening that could put us in touch with Elton John?
My goodness, I would lose my mind.
What would you say to him?
Well, I would have to be like, you've meant everything to me since I was a kid. Like, everything. He was the person who was like the beacon of light in my straight little world when I was at my comprehensive secondary school. Because he was the only person who was like... dressing up and
totally
big songs and doing musical songs and wearing wigs. It was not the way.
No, it wasn't. He was he's a legend, a hero. Listen, if anyone's listening, David Furness, if you're listening, do let Elton know.
I think it's David Furnish, but yes, I think you just called him David Furness.
I did, like a furnace.
Like a furnace.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, David. Please don't take it as offence. I am severely dyslexic, David. So I've just read it wrong all of my life.
That's right. That's right.
I can use dyslexia as anything.
Can you? That's
excuse.
Great.
It's great. Yeah.
Why did you kill all these people? I'm dyslexic.
I didn't mean to kill them.
Oh,
they had to go in a kiln. Mm-hmm. I thought they had to be killed.
So you're putting them in a kiln? Yes.
Yes. Tom.
Yes, Susie.
You'll be thrilled to hear.
What's happened?
People have got in touch about the pillows.
Well, somebody did tweet in and said something about you should go and buy some pillows here. And I was like, no, I don't need to buy pillows. I bought the pillows. I just want to know what order to put them in. Anyway, someone used it as a sales opportunity and did not bite. I didn't bite.
Of course. You don't like that sort of thing at all, do you, Tom?
But
you don't like being pushed into a purchase.
I don't like to be pushed into a purchase. Sorry, no.
Hi, Susie and Tom. Hope you're both well. Hello. I've listened to the pod for a long time. It was my amazing twin brother that told me about it ages ago.
Oh.
Now, Tom, what do you think it would be like being a twin?
Very difficult, but maybe wonderful.
Oh, I think I'd love it.
I used to know Luke and Harry Treadaway. twins.
Oh, actors. Aren't they actors?
Actors, twins, yeah.
Are they identical?
Yeah. Quite different, though. Quite different in their way, I would say. But they're not, but yet they are.
I love the idea of being a twin, mainly because books like What Katie Did Next, like school, there were some twins in those books, and they got up to a lot of hijinks.
Well, I sometimes lament that I wasn't part of a big family, as I may have mentioned. And at my school, everyone was like, my cousins. So imagine having a twin that was just there. But it must be difficult to have your own individual identity.
Tom, if you want, from now on, you can say that we're cousins. You can say that I'm your cousin in the other school.
Yes, my cousin. They go to another school. Yeah, it was always like, my cousins. I'm going to see my cousins. My cousins are going to come and beat you up. They go to another school.
If you want to tell anyone that I'll go and beat them up, you can.
Thank you, Susie. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
I've been meaning to get in touch for a while and failing. I have no excusing, but adulting is hard. Mm. But your most recent episode struck a chord with me for multiple reasons, so I promised myself I'd email in. Oh. Firstly, pillows.
Thank you.
I really love napping, so I feel very strongly on this subject.
Oh.
In terms of my pillow setup, I think it says more about the quality of the pillows than anything else. Okay. Currently, I use 3 pillows.
Okay.
Which does sound and look slightly excessive.
No, not
2... very flat, soft pillows, which probably equate to 1 good one.
Interesting.
1 firm pillow, which I put on top. My partner makes fun of my pillow arrangement, saying it looks like I'm the princess in the pea.
Mm, I'm sure.
Compared to the usual 2x pillow stack. Mm. I stand by it. I wonder if there's any other listeners who like a 3 pillow combo, or am I alone? Secondly, aunties in Oz.
I'm interested to hear about that. Yes.
We both have an auntie in Oz. Indeed, Auntie Pearl, Auntie Suze.
Yes.
That's my auntie.
Yes.
And so, I'm from London, but I've lived in New Zealand for the last few years. I love New Zealand. Mm-hmm. I'm coming back to the UK to see family and friends in July, and I'm so excited as the borders have been shut for 2.5 years, and it's been tough, and it's been such a tough and strange time. Mm. Hearing you talk about your mum's aunties in Odd made me smile and think a lot about my amazing twin brother. I cannot wait to lose my voice to him when we have a proper catch-up in a few months' time. Please, can you give him a shout-out?
Yes.
His name is Stephen, and he is the absolute best.
Stephen.
He also went to a charity gig you both played at the other week and told me about the Nando's chat with the person in the front row.
That was
before I listened to the pod episode where you talked about it. So I felt very clued up, despite being pretty far away. Thanks again for making such a great pod and making so many people smile. Lots of love. Sophie and Stephen.
Adorable. Thank you so much. And a warm shout out to Stephen and Sophie. And I bet they can't wait to be reunited. Twins reunited, like on Surprise Surprise.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. Tom, would you like to bring back Surprise Surprise if they asked you?
Yes, I would like to bring it back. But then I think I'm a bit too sarcastic, aren't I? I'd probably be a bit like, are you pleased to see each other or not?
Yeah, be like, why don't you keep in touch? But why? You couldn't even FaceTime.
You lost a phone number? You couldn't look up a phone number? You couldn't go on Facebook?
Mm. Yeah, do you know what? Second thoughts, I'm not sure you are the next Cilla Black.
But I would love to do the song. Surprise!
That was such a wild thing. That's clearly Cilla Black went, I'm happy to do the show, but I'll also do. Do you think she suggested doing the song, or do you think they brought it to her? Surprise!
I think it was a natural fit. I mean, I can't imagine Ryland doing the theme song to Ready Steady Cook.
No, I love Ryland, but he. I mean, we all remember his performances on The X Factor. I think he's more suited to a presenter.
Well. I mean, I think given half a chance, he might do it. I don't know.
I think he would. Mm. And do you know what? Fair play to him. Fair play, actually. Tom, we have more correspondence.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Hi, Susie and Tom. Hi. Insert chosen email pleasantries here. Hope you're well, etc., etc.
Thank you
for hoping we're well. I've been listening to your podcast every week. From before I realised that I was bisexual, to coming out, to my first queer date, to now unfortunately being dumped by a woman for the first time, in brackets, who I really liked. Weirdly, I think I'm finding it harder than getting dumped by a man. Because after embracing and letting out my bi side with gay abandon, as it were, I naively thought that my newfound confidence would get me the girl of my dreams.
I think that's so interesting, Suze.
Go on,
I think
Tom.
It's such an interesting phenomenon, which I very much identify with, because I think we feel like we go on these massive journeys to like accept ourselves, come out, overcome all those hurdles and all those kind of feelings that we may or may not have. And then when you start dating people, you're like, well, I've been through all this now. Can it just work out?
This bit should be easy.
Which is what I always hate. not maybe hate is a strong word, but find frustrating in a lot of queer storytelling in film and television, when it's like the first person they met or some random person they run into turns out to be their long-term partner and everything's perfect. And I'm like, yeah. What? Hang on a minute. That hasn't been borne out by me. Like me. For me.
I would agree, Tom. I would agree. You know, I had to kiss a lot of lady frogs before I met Alice. I really did.
I would identify with that.
Now, don't worry. I know that... Sorry. Don't worry, I know that sounds ridiculous, but short of queer stories available, a little part of me thought this might be a possibility. She's saying exactly what you said, Tom.
Oh my goodness, what are the chances? I haven't even seen the email and this is what she's saying.
So I was wondering if you had any advice, tips or comfort food recommendations on dealing with a breakup, particularly if it's your first queer one. Well-meaning advice from family has been, try dating men again, which really wasn't what I had in mind.
That's the worst advice. No, not
yeah,
the
I'd say that's the worst advice. Tom, do you have any advice, tips or comfort food recommendations?
I think, except that heartbreak is a journey. You don't want to be on that train, but you've been shoved on it.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the bus and you don't know quite when you're going to be able to get off it, but you are on it. So you may as well accept that and just be kind to yourself on the journey. Pack a travel pillow, get lots of nice sleep.
Watch a fun show like Grace and Frankie, I'd say.
Great choice. 30 Rock has been my go-to.
Schitt's Creek,
great idea. Broad City, I especially love.
Love.
One I watched once. Except that you're on the journey. Take it really easy with yourself. Maybe a light walk, if you feel like it. Even a light jog. But only if you want to do it. Get in touch with yourself. That's my advice.
I would say mac and cheese with a glass of red wine.
Oh, don't, Susie. I would eat that all day.
I had that about four nights on the trot.
Good for you. We had deep fried mac and cheese the other day.
What was that like?
In a ball. Delicious.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Wow. Secondly, if you have time, my mum got in a heated discussion with a woman in Waitrose. Clang.
Oh, clang.
After the woman declared the fizzy drink bland schlur was common. Thoughts, please. I don't think schlur's common.
I don't think it's common. I think it's one of the go-to
adult soft drinks
alternatives. Yeah, adult soft drinks. It's been there for a long time. I don't know if it's common. I think it's quite kitsch in a way. It's quite sort of 80s, isn't it? 80s dinner parties.
I think... I if I went around someone's house and they had schlur, I'd think this person's doing all right. But maybe I'm common.
I seldom have soft drinks in the house. Isn't that terrible?
Well, yeah, you seldom have milk in the house.
That's true, I
don't. Drink your coffee black.
Yeah, I've got no time for other people.
You can have a glass of champagne or a black coffee.
Look, what do you... make up your mind. It's actually true, you know. Yeah.
Thanks for being such good-minded friends to us all. I don't think any podcast has ever been so important to me.
Oh.
Wishing you the best of times in a John Lou.
Oh.
And that's from Rhea. Rhea, I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you for that. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Me too. Now, Tom, should we let the listener know, hello@likemindedfriendspod.com. If you've got any more tips for Tom's garden, please let us know.
Let me know your tips for the garden.
If you've got any tips for me getting concussed at a soft play again, do let me know. And I just said the email, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm losing my mind. Yeah, thanks, brilliant. And any other thoughts, feelings, shout-outs? We love your shout-outs.
We love the shout-outs. Yeah, we love that.
And... book recommendations, places you've been, live music shows you've seen.
Yes,
are you in a musical? Tell us about that. We love Amdram.
Amdram or Prodram?
Amdram or Profesh?
We might even have Prodrams listening to this, you know. West End Wendy's, maybe.
If there's a West End Wendy listening, I mean, hello. Hello, and can we come?
You know, yeah. Yeah. West End Wendy's, come on.
But until next week.
Oh, until next week. Thank you for joining us, everybody.
We love you.
Have a great week, and we'll speak to you later, all right?
Okay, all right then. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I having fun now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Auderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.